In the last 7 years, Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Northern Virginia has produced more National Merit Scholarship semifinalists than any other school in the country. The Fairfax County Magnet School has become a model for public schools in the U.S. and elsewhere for the excellence of its teachers and its high-tech curriculum, and for the remarkable independence given to its students. Two recent acts of vandalism involving Thomas Jefferson students have raised questions about whether the school provides too much freedom. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the controversy has arisen at a time when elite programs are being showcased to prove that public schools can succeed.
The two vandalism incidents that led to the arrest of 15 Thomas Jefferson High School students last June were an aberration. That's what teachers and parents say. After all, these have been the only two such incidents since the school opened in 1985. If Jefferson students are notorious for anything, it's for demolishing rivals at prestigious science and math competitions, not destroying public or private property. The Fairfax County School Board, though, could not dismiss the two vandalism incidents as aberrations. Vandalism, fights, and discipline problems are a growing concern throughout this affluent suburban school system.
I move to expel a student from the Fairfax County Public Schools for robbery by force of another student, substance abuse, and a pattern of disruptive and non-compliant behavior.
You need only drop in on a school board meeting to hear just how worrisome expulsions and suspensions have become, especially in high school.
I move to expel a student from the Fairfax County Public Schools for possession of an illegal substance on school grounds with the intent to distribute.
Second.
Had the Jefferson incidents been treated lightly, it would have rekindled a long-standing allegation that school officials don't dare criticize the school district's academic jewel, let alone punish its most exemplary students.
Yes, they're gifted, they're bright, but I don't think it makes them elitist, and I certainly would hope that it does not make them arrogant.
Mark Emery is vice chairman of the Fairfax County School Board.
They have a great opportunity for setting the standards in this county, both academically and with respect to character.
A far more serious concern about Jefferson High that surfaced right after one of the vandalism incidents was triggered by what students said after spray painting obscenities on the walls, sidewalk, and garage door of an assistant principal at Jefferson. They said they had done it because this assistant principal had imposed too many restrictions on students' freedom at Jefferson. They were angry at her because she reprimanded them for using street slang, because she suspended two of their classmates after they hung an enlarged photograph of a student sitting on a toilet in the student's lounge. Students said she was just too strict. But maybe teachers and administrators at Jefferson aren't strict enough, some board members say, noting that kids at Jefferson, for example, are free from bells, hallway monitors, and security guards. The last thing you need is a bright kid who thinks he doesn't have to play by the rules, says school board chair Kristen Amundsen. On the other hand, nobody is interested in imposing new rules or restraints on Jefferson's unique academic culture, says Amundsen.
But we believe that as long as we have assurances that students are being held to the school board policies, student rights and responsibilities document, which does apply to every student in Fairfax County and which is not optional, then I don't think anybody on the board actually gives any concern to whether or not there are bells at Thomas Jefferson High School.
The amount of freedom and independence students at Jefferson have is remarkable compared to a conventional public high school. You don't see kids smoking or sneaking in and out of cars in the parking lot, but you do see an unusual number of kids not in class, but rather in small groups, on their own, on their stomachs and backs, talking, studying, with their backpacks, duffel bags, and notebooks, cluttering almost every hallway. Kids here seem to prize this freedom as much as they value their million-dollar supercomputer, their astronomy lab, microelectronics lab, or any one of the 13 fully equipped laboratories for students to pursue studies in DNA biotechnology, robotic engineering, or quantum mechanics. Andrew Blossom, Mark Circus, Lisa Organ, and Chris Deutsch, all seniors, say a rigid academic environment would make it a lot harder for students to enjoy and take advantage of these resources.
I think this discussion of bells is really stupid. It's not as though there aren't times when we're supposed to be in class and when we get to leave class. Everyone knows what the schedule is. Teachers know that you're supposed to be in class and we're required to be there. If we don't, it falls on our own heads.
Students who skip class break the rules, and if they are caught, they must face, punishment.
You take responsibility for your own learning at this school, and
that shows something for our maturity.
Whereas other schools, like, you have to walk around with a pass to go to the bathroom and stuff, and like you get yelled at by anyone. They don't trust you. Here we feel we're being trusted, and that like enables us to work with the teachers better.
That fosters respect, not defiance, students say.
Would you say there are ethical problems in our school? Perhaps, but to a much lesser extent than in other schools. Yes, there are people that do drugs here. Is the percentage of those people much smaller than in other schools? Dramatically smaller.
17-year-old Dino Cacayas, a senior, says no one here condoned the vandalism that Jefferson students were involved in. But since when are smart and articulate people incapable of doing bad things, he says. The man who's taken most of the heat for supposedly running too loose a program at Jefferson High is Jeff Jones, the principal since 1988. There isn't a rigid system here that tells students how to act, says Jones. But that doesn't say to kids, you're free to misbehave.
In fact, it says you must anticipate what's right or wrong and behave appropriately without somebody standing there to tell you how to do this.
One of the people that Jones has brought in regularly to talk to students and faculty about all this is Edwin DeLatra, Dean of the College of Education at Boston University.
There's no necessary connection between the achievements, even of intellectual brilliance on the one hand, and character excellence on the other, and I don't know a single person at Thomas Jefferson, including the students I met when I worked there, who would be confused about that.
As for the concerns of school board members, if they think that the life of students at Thomas Jefferson High School could use a little more discipline, says DeLatra, that's one thing.
But the idea that they should somehow implement ineffective, interruptive ways of structuring the high school sounds like a very good case of throwing out the baby with the bath.
The furor over discipline, bells, and permissiveness at Thomas Jefferson has died down.
Where's this whole ZO stuff and the KS over 30? Where does that come in?
Conversations have turned to water velocities, math equations, and the dimensions of grain particles. The school board, meanwhile, has assigned school board vice chairman Mark Emery to Jefferson High as an ombudsman of sorts. Students and faculty seem to welcome this idea. Maybe now, says senior Dino Cacayas, outsiders will begin to see for themselves that we're not arrogant and we don't believe we're better than anybody else.
What people do think, and I think justifiably so, is that we're good. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's what I would call pride, not arrogance.
I'm Claudia Sanchez reporting.